name is Brother Calfani Malik Calhoun. How am I weathering the pandemic? Well, I've been in prison since I was 17, and it's like 33 years almost. So with the shock and the reality that this could have been something else worse, it has me uneasy. I've been experiencing a little bit of depression. I've been experiencing a little bit of anxiety and a little bit of anxiousness because I would like to see and hear that it's over. So, what I do on a daily basis, I ensure that my area is clean. I shower regularly, and I encourage the brothers around me to do the same thing. And I work out. I exercise. I exercise every day when I can, and I try to get me a little cardio so that I can release any type of bacteria that's in my lungs. I drink water so I can filter out my kidneys. You know, I'm dealing with an issue, a few issues like high blood pressure, hypertension, a little bit of depression. I got chronic depression. And so there are days when I'm a little bit down, and I try to work out to reduce the stress and the depression, and I feel better. So with the pandemic being a part of the reality right now, I think the best thing that I've been able to do to not worry so much about it is to write about it and to hope that my words and my thoughts on it can be encouraging to others and their family members and some of the families that they may be contacting their loved ones in prison. So that's what I do on a daily basis.
Well, starting to now
that they're not really being completely honest because they're trying to say that it's one person, and instead of saying that the officers were contracted and bringing it in here or being exposed to it, they want to say that their first case study is a prisoner who came in from a level one facility. So, but they don't know that we've been already provided information that several officers had it. So I believe it entered this facility a long time ago because the way they wasn't telling us anything, and then all of a sudden they came with masks, with the face masks, and then that's for the whole prison. Then they start shutting down certain little programs. Then they came in and stopped us from going to recreation. We can't even go out to the gym no more. They're forcing us to go out and, temperamental weather, sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold, but lately it's not really hot, but they're forcing us to go out there in the elements, not saying that I don't like it because I'd rather be exposed to the air, and the sun and so on and so forth, but they began a process of preparing without telling us. They began to tell us, we don't want the three people sitting at the table when you go to chow. Hold a minute. The table seats six people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 6 people. And now you want 3 people at a table. So what you want to do? Force some other people to stand up? So they came with that. Then they came with the mask. Then they came with the cutting off access to the recreation and to the gym area. Then they started to come with these cancellations of your religious services. First, we were going. Those that didn't have to have outside volunteers were still allowed to go to their religious services. But now they've done away with that. From an activist standpoint on the inside, we can start documenting anything that is not correct as far as if we think that they're lying to us, we can file grievances. We can file complaints to the warden, and anybody that is being denied any medical treatment, we need to start filing medical reports about the lack of care, the negligence, and the indifference. It's important that we start to do this now at this facility due to the fact that they still allow some access to food, sales, and things of that nature. They try to cater to the prison element here to pacify. So I think the more they take away the little pacifications during this period, the greater the resistance. So that's something that I learned years ago, being a part of the revolutionary struggle on the inside. And then for those on the outside, young lads on the outside have to show the brothers and sisters in these prison systems from their areas that they are in support of us. And if they can send messages on the inside and let people know, listen, y'all are not being forgotten, We're out here supporting you. And from time to time, you will rally outside of the prison and get the media involved so we can turn on our TV and see that there's a lot of people out there supporting us. My name is Brother Cowfighting Malik Calhoun.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.